It was a party 4 years in the making. Pat McCrory lost the closest gubernatorial race in the country in 2008 to Democrat Bev Perdue, but on Tuesday he found some redemption. However, if you're a fan of suspense, this wasn't a race for you. McCrory led his opponent Walter Dalton in the polls since May, and his victory speech amounted to more of a formality than a decisive, memorable moment. The longtime leader of Charlotte thanked his wife, family, and campaign staff.
But most of all, thank you to the people of North Carolina, from the east to the Piedmont to the west. I've enjoyed building a relationship with you, and the relationship continues for another at least 4 years.
McCrory also had a message for his opponent, Democrat Walter Dalton, the current lieutenant governor.
I know exactly what he's going through, and my heart is with him and his family because I know he worked very, very hard, and I thank him for his service to our state.
Dalton didn't get into this gubernatorial race until relatively late. Governor Perdue announced in January that she would not seek a second term, giving Dalton and the Democrats a limited window to raise money and grow name recognition. Dalton is a former six-term state senator and was elected lieutenant governor in 2008. He delivered a concession speech in Raleigh that offered moments of passion. He concluded by reminding his supporters of a quote from Martin Luther King.
He said, "Our lives begin to end the day we become silent about the things that matter. To you in this room, education matters. To you in this room, jobs matter. To you in this room, equality and justice matter. And to you in this room, opportunity matters."
Dalton clashed with McCrory in the five-month-long contest over taxes, education, how to grow the economy, and the next steps in energy exploration. During the campaign, McCrory pledged to make North Carolina more business-friendly, lower corporate and personal income tax rates, and overhaul middle and high schools while pumping more money into early childhood education. McCrory didn't talk much policy last night, but did reiterate he felt his campaign was positive, lacking any attack ads. The Republican said that brought the voters together and showed he can lead without negativity.
Whether you're running for school board, county commission, sheriff, state legislature, or governor, you could win the right way. And we've won the right way, and thank you for supporting that effort. Republicans, Democrats, and independents alike.
The 56-year-old moved to Guilford County when he was just a young boy and graduated from Ragsdale High School and later Catawba College. He spent 28 years at Duke Energy and was a seven-term mayor of the state's largest city. He becomes the first Republican governor since Jim Martin, who left office nearly 20 years ago. Speaking before two projection screens, eight flags, and several hundred supporters, McCrory also said he wished his late parents could have been on hand. Instead, he challenged the crowd moving forward by sharing a lesson from mom and dad.
They instilled the following into every person they met. And that is, whatever you do, please fulfill your potential. Please fulfill your potential. He said that to his kids. He said it to students at North Carolina A&T University. And he said that to his peers in engineering.
McCrory spoke for less than 10 minutes before shaking hands and offering hugs to many of his supporters, friends, and former classmates on hand. Today, McCrory will hold a morning press conference and start the transition process to Raleigh this afternoon. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.